It's Friday morning with the Arts, 9:35. I'm Jim Doyle. Thanks again for tuning in. And we welcome, I think for the first time, local actress Debbie Lennon. She is the star of Love, Linda, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. And this is a Max and Louie production. It opens next Thursday.
Next Thursday, the 17th,
and runs through the 27th. Along with Debbie, we have the music director of the show, Greg Schweitzer. And welcome, both of you. Like I say,
I think you're both first timers here
at the Radio Arts Foundation.
I was here with for Grey Gardens.
Oh,
with, yeah.
How soon we forget.
2016.
How soon we forget. Oh, my, my, my. Well, we have an awful lot of people coming and going in this place.
Of course.
Well, this is a fascinating story. This is like, all right, I'm just going to let you tell me the story because it's about, it's a one-woman show.
It's a one-woman show.
It's a musical, one-woman musical, actually.
That's correct. And it's based on the life of Linda Porter and how her love for him influenced his music, and it's filled with a beautiful Cole Porter score, and from the beginnings of their relationship when they first met through the end of her life. And it's just been wonderful to work on this piece with Ken Page and with Greg.
That's right. Ken Page is directing.
Yes, he is.
Just a little background for those of our listeners who are not familiar with Cole Porter. And everyone, it seems like every 20 years, a new Cole Porter project pops up.
Right.
I think it was back in the early 90s, the AIDS fundraiser. They did a CD, U2 and the Neville Brothers, and
they all did Cole Porter songs.
So that was going on 30 years now. But now here we have this play. First of all, Cole Porter was gay. Mm-hmm. And he hid that fairly well due to the times, and yet he remained in what appeared to be a very happy marriage, and that's what this story is about.
Right. Well, I think she entered into that marriage knowing that he was gay, but she, you know, she had lived through a marriage to a gentleman named Edward R. Thomas, a wealthy man, a newspaper mogul, and came from a wealthy background, but an 11-year abusive marriage. And while she was raised in high society, she longed for something deeper, and she saw something in this man and his extraordinary talent, and she really wanted to help him to cultivate that talent and introduce him to everybody so his gifts would come to fruition.
Well, his gifts certainly did come to fruition. I mean, you go back and listen to some of the Cole Porter classics, they're magical. The way he weaved words formed rhymes.
That's what I think set him apart from, you know, he and Gershwin were kind of ahead of their time musically. But, you know, Cole Porter wrote all of his own lyrics. Gershwin did not.
And
he's very clever with his rhyming schemes and with his word choices and the way that
the subject matter.
Subject matter. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you look at the titles and know what his real life is, Ken made that comparison the other day. My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Let's fall in love. Let's misbehave. You know, those. It's like now they come to life.
Dealing with the sexual underpinnings and also the drugs.
Oh, sure.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Promiscuity.
And what makes this performance so wonderful is the original is a cabaret show. It's a cabaret. It was her cabaret. And we're making it into with this incredible direction by Ken Page. I mean, I work with Ken. We've known each other 50 years. And I've helped him with his own one-man show that he's doing now, that he does all over the country. I've helped him with his double CD. I've never worked with him on a co-directing project before. And what he's getting out of this, the music completely takes a whole different meaning now. When you have a director like Ken and then you have someone like this that takes what he's giving and just really gets into it.
He's really given it a through line rather than it just being these wonderful arrangements of Cole Porter's songs and stories built around their life. It's just this beautiful storyline. And it's so fluid, and the things that are going to be happening around the production, too. It's just been a joy. It kind of makes you feel very safe in that foundation as well. Yeah.
And it's going to be a beautiful show. Dunsey Dye has done the stage design, and it's going to be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Our guest this morning, Greg Schweitzer. He is the music director of Love, Linda. It opens on the 17th, runs through the 27th. Debbie Lennon is along with him, and she plays Linda, Cole Porter's wife. Debbie, did you have any history with Cole Porter before you started this project?
My mother taught me all the Great American Songbook songs when I was probably 7 years old. So I grew up listening to these songs, listening to Ella Fitzgerald. I teach this at Webster University. Mm-hmm. But it's been wonderful. In this show in particular, I've been introduced to some songs that I didn't even know from some more of his obscure musicals like Red Hot and Blue and Paris. So not only are you going to hear these beautiful standards that we're so familiar with, like Night and Day and In the Still of the Night and So in Love, but there's some other wonderful songs called Hours and
song,
The Scampi.
Miss Otis Regrets,
which we don't get to hear very often. Right. Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. Now how this is a musical, obviously, but you're in character.
Yes.
So how did you put those two together? Well, I mean, first of all, you have to concentrate on the songs because the songs require your full attention. They don't have an answer
The difference is she's not singing them as the musical pieces. These songs now, that's what I was saying
before. They become a narrative.
They become a narrative, and they're actually telling a story. It's not, okay, we're going to have a little narration, and let's do a Cole Porter song. Ken has just woven this into, and the content was already there, but in a different vein than we're doing it. And so the way that the music makes total sense of the dialogue the monologues that happen before them and after them, everything is intertwined. And so when you hear the music, if you come see the show, and please do, it's going to be spectacular. But when you hear the music, I know that song, and now all of a sudden it has a whole different meaning. And absolutely, I Love Paris is another one that just
from her perspective and where they were in their life during this timeline, during the show. It's just, you almost just feel blanketed in the warmth, when you're singing it from that perspective. You're telling the story rather than just singing a great song written by Cole Porter with a fabulous arrangement,
There is dialogue, though.
Yes.
So you're... You're on stage the entire time.
I am.
No intermission.
I am. Yeah. But it goes by rather fast.
It's like an hour and 10.
Hour and 10 minutes. Hour and 15 minutes, I think, with the intermission.
This has got to be a strain on you, girl.
I don't know. In the last couple of...
Dialogue followed by singing the... How many songs does she sing?
There's 20. About 20 songs.
It's a...
My throat hurts just thinking about it.
Fortunately, she knows how to sing real well.
Well... after what I've been through in the last couple of productions that I've done, with Edie and Florence Foster Jenkins, it's sort of like, this is normal. And a luxury. These songs are just so sophisticated and clever, as Greg was saying.
I think if there's two words that describe Cole Porter's songbook, those would be the words there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Clever and sophisticated.
She describes it as a luxury item, extravagantly rhymed and expensively made in the piece.
Wow. 9:45 now, you're listening to Friday Morning with the Arts. Our guest, Debbie Lennon, Greg Schweitzer, they're working on Love, Linda. It's the the Max and Louis production, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. We'll talk more with Deb and Greg in just a minute. Friday Morning with the Arts. Another energetic version of Cole Porter's Night and Day, one of the songs, one of 20 that you will hear in the new play. I'm going to not let you forget that. The play is Love, Linda, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. We have Debbie Lennon in studio. She plays Linda, and the music director, Greg Schweitzer. And Debbie, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I know your students at Webster are well aware of you, and I'm sure many theater goers in St. Louis, but give me a little of your background. What got you going in this direction?
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. In fact, I met Greg when I was at Narynx in high school. So I grew up in Webster Groves, and I'm telling you, if it hadn't been for the family priest telling my mother, you need to send her maybe to a Catholic school, I probably would have been a drug dealer or something. No, but thank God I went to Narynx, and I met a wonderful music teacher, and Jim Paul was there, our theater director at the time, and it was the first time I was exposed to theater other than my mom playing the piano for me and teaching me all these great songs. And I met Greg. Greg played for one of our concerts in high school, and, right. and then I went to Fontbonne, and been singing with the symphony chorus since 1982, and I started doing the Muni when I was younger. But my life took on a completely different direction about 10 years. I sang in an a cappella group called Pieces of Eight, and it kind of took me out of the theater world, not out of music, of course, and... I came back to St. Louis, and I started teaching at Webster University in 2001 and have been the head of Jazz Voice there and directing their jazz choir and still staying active in my own singing life. And I got back into theater in 2016. It's just been kind of a wonderful
nice little circular journey there. That sounds
really. It's been wonderful. It's been a life that's been so rich, and I've met so many wonderful people along the way, who have been so instrumental in my career.
Greg, what about you?
Well, as I said, I met Ken. I was a freshman at DeBerg High School. He was a sophomore. So that's how long we've known each other. It'd be 50.
Ken Page, you're talking
50,
about, yeah, right?
50 years. 50 years, dear God, in this fall, but. I had, high school, had bands, wedding reception bands. I went to Webster University. I went for a semester, then quit, went on the road for 4 years, did a nightclub act, and then went back to Webster. And have gotten a lot more in the direction. I was director of the Variety, that's now called the Variety Theater. It was Variety Children's Theater for their first 9 seasons. I was the conductor for that. Like I said, I've helped Ken Page with his shows.
Visitation.
And I teach now at Visitation Academy, and I've been there. This is my 19th year there, and seeing some of our girls move on and do very well, and the New York scene particularly, which is really wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And do a lot of conducting and music directing still. I've done everything from classical music with orchestras made up of St. Louis Symphony players with David Halen. Been able to accompany Bernadette Peters. I've accompanied Donald O'Connor. I've had a really very full musical life, and just staying here in St. Louis, except those 4 years on the road. So it's really, I'm very blessed.
We were talking with Ron Himes earlier this morning, and this subject comes up on a regular basis. How the local theater scene. Has grown to a point where there are a number of local actors who are making a living in St. Louis. You don't have to flee to the coast anymore.
Right. That's absolutely right.
That's all I've pretty much stayed in St. Louis with the exception of being on the road with that a cappella group. But I've made my living in St. Louis, and
me too.
Boy, has it been.
Well, it speaks very highly of the way the persistence that so many theater directors and small local troupes have knuckled down and said, no, we're going to stay here. We're going to, we're going to do limited runs, and we're going to have shorter seasons. And I mentioned Ron earlier. I was with a group of people at the Sheldon last night, and somebody said, we were talking about the arts in general, and somebody said, well, I heard somewhere that St. Louis has more local theater groups than any other city in the country. And I thought, well, I think that might be a stretch, but it
we
brings home
many.
The point that we have a lot of very active and doing wonderful productions, original material.
And Max and Louis, I was just going to say that. Estelle Seitman and Dee Kaplan have really been pioneers in doing new works.
Right.
Works that have never been performed in St. Louis as well. That has been a model that they have stood by. Mm-hmm. And then also a lot of original works.
Ken did two shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The show is Love, Linda, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. Our guest, Debbie Lennon, is the star. She sings 20 songs and all the monologue in between.
Correct.
I still have to see it just to see how you pull that off. It must be exhausting.
Actually, you know what?
It flies by, doesn't it?
It's kind of over before I know it. Now that we've been running it, I'm like, oh, it's astounding to me how quickly it does go by. But there is a lot going on. And in the process of putting it together, I mean, we're just really deconstructing it. And as Greg was telling you, I mean, it's been great creating this through line rather than just monologue about their life together
monologue,
and then
song.
Yeah.
Monologue, song.
I mean, and it's intense and it's been.
And because of that, that's what allows the music to breathe a completely different, have a whole different life of its own. Because now you're hearing the music in a very different way, not arrangement wise, just content wise.
It's really, the it's show really a beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful fluidity. Line. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as they say, break a leg. I can't wait to see the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much.
The show opens on the 17th. It runs through the 27th at the Marcel Theater in Grand Center. Debbie Lennon, Greg Schweitzer, our guest this morning. And thanks for bringing Cole Porter back, too.
Oh, absolutely. Like he's never left.
No, of course he hasn't. Of course he hasn't. But for younger generations, you know, the American Songbook is something that term gets thrown around a lot. But how many younger people actually get to dig into?
That depends on their music teacher.
Well,
your
and
kids
their parents.
And my kids know. Yes.
And their parents.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie, great to see you.
Thank you, Jim.
And
thank
Greg,
you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
the show
it.
Again runs the 17th through the 27th. Max and Louis Productions. Ken Page is directing, and I think you can go to the Max and Louis website,
correct?
For more info. So we'll see you there in Grand Center.
Thank you.
3 minutes away from 10 o'clock, I'm Jim Doyle. That is Friday Morning with the Arts, this edition anyway. Kathy Lawton Brown waiting in the wing. She's in just a few moments to take you through the midday. Keep an eye on that sky, and we'll see if we can do some sledding this weekend. Be safe out there on the streets, too. Make it a great day, and we'll talk real soon.